98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Sholly Pittman. She may be out, but Lisa Hale continues with her local candidate coverage.
At just 27 years old, Alec Lefebvre is taking on a challenge that's usually tackled by someone much older. He's running to serve on the Oshkosh Common Council.
Yeah, I'm running because when I look around the city, I see a lot of people that are being forgotten, including like people in my generation. That includes young people and working families who are doing everything right, doing what they're supposed to be doing. Yet it seems like it's getting harder and harder to build a stable life here and to find connection and build roots in this community.
While others are calling out housing availability and property taxes as issues within the Oshkosh city government, Lefebvre is focused on optics and communication.
I think that right now we're seeing a disparity between what's happening in the city and then how that is communicated. And I think that it feels like the communication in the city is a decade behind.
Lefebvre said housing and affordability are national issues, true, but they can still be affected locally.
I think that there are proactive ways that we could be addressing that, including like making it easier to build, and especially build like townhomes and duplexes in the city.
Lefebvre is one of eight candidates competing for the three seats available on the Oshkosh Common Council. The primary is February 17th. Learn more about Lefebvre's campaign in our story at WISS.fm.
An Oshkosh restaurant is calling for donations to help an employee who lost their home to a fire earlier this week. Parnell's Place is calling for clothes, winter wear, and personal hygiene items to help one of their own. The fire on Minnesota Street was the second fire in Oshkosh in 24 hours. A fire on Sunday on West 10th Avenue claimed the life of the family dog and is also under investigation. A Republican data center bill introduced earlier this month is moving forward in the state capitol. It passed the state assembly yesterday and heads now to the state senate, reports WisPolitics. The bill is short. It requires the state public service commission protect ratepayers from rising utility costs linked to data centers. The bill also requires that data centers use closed-loop water systems and submit annual reports on their water use. A more sweeping bill from Democrats to regulate data centers was introduced months ago. It hasn't gotten a hearing in either chamber. And January is National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. In 2023, the last year that there's data, there were 108 instances of human sex trafficking recorded by the State Department of Justice. There were 10 instances of involuntary servitude human trafficking. According to Shared Hope International, a nonprofit working to prevent sex trafficking, Wisconsin continues to receive a failing grade on a 2025 report card for policy fixes to reduce child and youth sex trafficking. The report says Wisconsin succeeds in ensuring inclusive definitions, but could do more to protect and support survivors. I'm Sholly Pittman for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
It's the Bucks and the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, NBA, Bucks basketball tonight. They'll face off against the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee with a record of 18-24. At 36-8, the Thunder right now have the best record in the NBA. College hoops, the Badgers at Penn State tomorrow night. Greg Gard asked how John Blackwell has adjusted to Nick Boyd on the roster since he transferred from San Diego State last spring.
I think he's handled it well. It's definitely was an adjustment period. I think we're past that. I think we're over that hump. I think that's anytime you have new players on the roster, there's going to be an adjustment period and understanding how important the other is and both keeping their aggressiveness and functioning together. So, 45 days ago, I would have said that we're not in sync with each other. Now I think I've seen a lot of really good play on the floor from both of them.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a little light snow today. It's not going to be a lot, less than a half inch, but it could be enough to get things a little slick out there. Our high today, right around 21. Tonight, a little light snow, then mostly cloudy, 5 above. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with an early high of 12 and then falling temps in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.